This is Maryland Eastern Shore Basketball from SFMSports.net.
Coach, your overall thoughts on the game that just was?
Well, we finally put a complete game together. It was a grind-out game. You know, it's a game where we experienced against American, where we got into that same situation. And we learned how to win tonight. We made some big plays. Everybody plays, made some big plays. And Dante Caldwell got some big rebounds for us. And Logan McIntosh had a big basket. And, you know, it was just a lot of people made a lot of plays. And Bakari finally played like a man for us totally for the whole time that he was in. And I'm just pleased with the focus that we have for 40 minutes.
And Bakari was a big, strong man in this one. 37 minutes, 27 points, a new season high for him, playing like the man we saw in the opener against GW. That's for sure.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I guess a lot had to do with the hypnotism. Well, you know, the guy came and he spoke to our guys about focus, and, you know, and I thought it was a big deal today, and we really were focused, and I saw it in the guys' eyes, and I kind of gave them an incentive, and they loved that incentive that I gave them. So I know when we get in the locker room, that's the first thing that they're going to talk about.
UTEP had a couple of bigs on the floor simultaneously, but your boys showed no fear going up against them, forcing three guys to foul out. That was part of the game plan, I suppose, aggression?
Well, first half, we took 17 threes. That's way out of our character, especially when Ryan and Dino's not taking those threes. And they gave us some looks, and we kept attacking, and I wanted to get to the free throw line. And I told our guys, if we get to the free throw line, that's a good thing. And we finally got the whistle going for us and just being aggressive.
Decent shooting day, but turnovers, the big key there. Just six turnovers the whole game, one in the first half. They really took care of the basketball on this one.
Yeah, that's something that we focused on. We told them that we had to minimize our turnovers. And we just did a good job of, you know, they were big. But we still did a very, very good job of defending in the paint.
We got Akron coming up tomorrow in the Sun Bowl Invitational Championship. We're looking up right now that Texas Western banner. You showed Glory Road to the players earlier this season on the road. What would it mean to come in tomorrow and to win a trophy in the tournament name for the man who played such a big role in shaping college basketball?
Well, you know, it will play a major role. You know, when they won that championship game, it was five African Americans that started that game. And it would be only fit for an HBCU to come and win that game. And it would say a lot and mean a lot. So we're going to go out and compete. That's a very good team. They're very tough. They can really shoot the basketball, and they have a big presence on the inside. But we'll be ready to compete tomorrow.
Great night to be a Hawk. Thank you, Coach. Bobby Collins, the victorious head coach of Maryland Eastern Shore. Winners 71-66 over Texas El Paso. They will advance to the Don Haskins Sun Bowl Invitational Championship tomorrow night at 9 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock local, against the Zips of the University of Akron.